Trump threatens to place ICE agents at airports if Democrats don't agree to fund DHS. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 21, 2026. President Donald Trump threatened to place U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agents at airports if Democrats don't agree to fund the Department of Homeland Security (DHS). In a post on Truth Social, Trump explained that if Democrat lawmakers don't immediately sign an agreement to fund DHS, he would place ICE agents at airports to do security like no one has ever seen before, including allowing them to arrest all illegal aliens in the United States. If the radical left Democrats don't immediately sign an agreement to let our country, in particular, our airports, be free and safe again, I will move our brilliant and patriotic ICE agents to the airports where they will do security like no one has ever seen before, including the immediate arrest of all illegal immigrants who have come into our country, with heavy emphasis on those from Somalia, who have totally destroyed, with the approval of a corrupt governor, attorney general, and congresswoman, Ilhan Omar, the once great state of Minnesota, Trump wrote. Trump's post comes after three people who were granted anonymity explained to Politico that House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, is planning to put a stalled bill to fund DHS on the House floor a third time next week. Johnson's reported plans come as Democrats in the Senate have refused to approve DHS funding without adding new restrictions on immigration enforcement, according to the outlet. As lawmakers have continued not to find an agreement to fund DHS, which is in charge of the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, many airports throughout the United States have seen long TSA lines as spring break travelers flood the airports. As a result of the DHS funding shutdown, TSA agents have been faced with working without being paid. According to DHS, more than 300 TSA agents have quit their jobs altogether since the shutdown began on February 14, the Associated Press reported. One person, Cameron Kokums, who serves as a local TSA union leader in Idaho, explained to the outlet that it's just exhausting and that it feels like this weight gets heavier and heavier each day.